This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. As we've been hearing, the Colorado decision to declare former President Donald Trump ineligible from running for office again went under a legal microscope at the U.S. Supreme Court today. Many of the justices, including Justice Samuel Alito, seem skeptical of Colorado's authority to make that decision.
Is there any history of states using Section 3 as a way to bar federal office holders?
Not that I'm aware, Justice Alito.
The justices are expected to rule quickly in this case. Ballots for Colorado's GOP primary with Trump's name on them start heading to voters next week. 154 people are now in Colorado hospitals with confirmed coronavirus cases. That is a drop from last week and well below the heights of more than 1,600 earlier in the pandemic. It's the lowest it's been since mid-September. A low percentage, around 1% of patients visiting emergency departments, are being diagnosed with the virus. The state is reporting similar trends for other respiratory viruses. Hospital admission rates for flu and RSV peaked in late December and then dropped. Grand Junction has a new low-cost air carrier bringing flights to several cities in the West. Breeze Airlines' first nonstop flight to Orange County left Grand Junction Regional Airport Tuesday. Governor Jared Polis was on hand and spoke about the importance of the airline to the region. Breeze also has one-stop flights to Provo, Utah. The airline says it will offer seasonal nonstop service to San Francisco starting in May. This is KRCC and CPR News.